ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا عبد القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. It is a great honor and a great blessing for me to be spending the next few minutes with you on the du'as and supplications of the greatest resource for du'as and supplications that we have available to us, that is all given and written to us, for us, by an infallible Imam. This great legacy and inheritance that we have from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam not only teaches us how to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only teaches us how to make dua and what to ask for, but also coaches us on our lifestyle. And the 20th dua is one of the, I should say, the annex of excellence, the peak of perfection. In fact, this 20th dua, the 20th supplication, it's his supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in previous sessions, we got to the second phrase of this great dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma waffir bilutfika niyyati wa sahih bima indaka yaqini. That part we talked about in detail. We talked about the importance of certainty. We talked about the importance of purification of intentions, right? Completion, in fact, of intention to a sincere and the one that has ikhlas, it's the most sincere. And the second part of this second phrase, it says, وَأَسْتَصْلِحْ بِقُدْرَتِكَ مَا فَصَدَ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, rectify my certainty through what is with you and set right. This is the part. وَأَسْتَصْلِحْ بِقُدْرَتِكَ مَا فَصَدَ مِنِّي. And set right what is corrupt in me through your power, O Allah. Therefore, it's necessary to spend maybe this session, this entire session, and the next few episodes on what is exactly corruption. How should we define corruption, right? Or in fact, what comes to define rectitude and what comes to define corruption. Let's take a quick break. Inshallah, we'll come back to see where this session leads.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
our respected brothers and sisters, we were about to define what is rectitude, what is salah, and what is corruption, what is fasad. What we should say about it is that rectitude and corruption are very important to understand and to define, right? Rectitude refers to realities that are harmonious and aligned with divine culture, with this divine system, with this infrastructure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for our growth, our perfection, right, in this life of dunya. Anything that is per se, for example, salah and rectitude for a newborn baby is to sleep well, to get fed with the natural resources that are accessible to him from the mother, right? Not the formula, probably. Right? Salah is anything that helps you to utilize your capacities and potentials to be able to grow to the highest level, to be able to reach that level of perfection, right? That anything that helps you in that direction is considered to be rectitude and salah. And anything that goes against it, right, we call corruption, refers to issues that fall outside the framework of the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Why is it outside the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it goes against your growth. It is harmful for you. Anything that is not in the spot that it belongs to or it needs to be, we call it corruption. An individual who does not have enough expertise, if they're appointed to be the CEO, the manager, the leader of a certain place, entity, organization, institution, you name it, that we call corruption. A money that is allocated in the budget to be spent on certain cause, if it is spent on something else, whatever that is, we call it fasad and corruption, right? And corruption is a broad, it has a broad definition, right? Therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this part by the teaching of Imam Zain al-Abidin to set right what is corrupt in me through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The states of the heart and soul and the movements of body parts, meaning the belief, the ethics, the actions are on the path of rectitude if they align with the verses of God's book, the Holy Quran, and the method and the tradition and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet and the pure Imams, peace and blessings upon them. Right, let's take a break to come back and inshallah define corruption in that regard.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
I respected brothers and sisters. However, what we should say about corruption is that in the case of inconsistency with these sources, where we call the Book of God, the Holy Quran, the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet and the Imams, they fall, the deeds that go against it or they're inconsistent with that will go or will fall into the field of corruption. Matters adorned with rectitude are the cause of goodness in this world and the hereafter, while a method polluted with corruption, whether outwardly or inwardly, is the case of humiliation in this dunya, in this world, and the hereafter. And we should say the mission of the divine prophets and the leadership, the imamat, right? The mission of the imams, the Ahlul Bayts, right? Were aimed at bringing people toward rectitude and salah, towards reform, right? In all affairs, in all aspects of life. Whereas the plan of shaitan, right, is to corrupt people, corrupt societies, take them out of the plan of growth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. If all the people of the world answered the Prophet's call regarding the issue of rectitude, all the people's problems and hardships would have been fully resolved, would have been taken care of, and their inner intellectual and psychological disease would have been completely healed. Therefore, by this we should wrap up that corruption in all aspects of life is the effect of man turning away from monotheism, from Tawheed, from prophethood, and from the Imamat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد